الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Yesterday we read that the Jews had made an accusation that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's religion is following in the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then why did the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam permit the eating of camel meat and the drinking of camel milk? Why is that permitted when it was haram in the religion of Noah alayhi salam also, they said, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and all the religions before? Allah Ta'ala explained and said that, tell them to come with the Torah and read and show where is it written, even in their kitab, that it was haram. This was a completely baseless and false accusation. It was not haram at all in the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, nor Noah alayhi salam, nor any of the Anbiya before. However, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, for a reason on his own, he made it haram. And he did not have it, he made nadar. And his people followed him in that. But it was not from Allah's side. However, later in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had made lot of things haram on them, not because they are haram, but as a punishment for them. Very many things which are there, tasty, healthy, good things, but because of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah had made it haram upon them. And then Allah Ta'ala explained further, that was one of the accusations. The other was, they said that if you say you are following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born in Iraq, and afterwards he made hijrat, he migrated to Sham, Syria. Sham of that time included Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, all these places were included, all this was Sham. And he had migrated and come there, and he passed away there. And that land is a blessed land. So why don't you make your direction of your namaz the Baytul Muqaddas? Why are you following Kaaba Sharif? That was again another very, very stupid accusation they made. And Allah Ta'ala explains it in the ayat which is coming in front, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole world knows that he built the Kaaba Sharif. And that was the first house, even before Baytul Muqaddas. That was the first house with the foundations Adam alayhi salam had laid first, and he had built it. Then Noah alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in the time Ibrahim alayhi salam, together with his son Ismail alayhi salam, they built it. Then in the time of the Quraysh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken part also in the building of the Kaaba Sharif. So this is the Bayt al-Atiq, the old house of the worship of Allah Ta'ala. So it was only right that the Kaaba must be faced. It's more preferred than Baytul Muqaddas also. Baytul Muqaddas is a blessed place, but Kaaba is even greater. From here also we learn that when a person just wants to make accusations and he just wants to find fault, then baseless faults also he finds. And the result of that is, he just shows his own stupidity, his own ignorance. Just when he, for the sake of finding fault, he finds fault in everything and in everyone. Even in Allah Ta'ala, these people find fault. Even in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Anbiya alayhi wasalam also they find fault. And this is very, very detrimental for them. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ اِفْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, whoever will attribute his lies to Allah Ta'ala, مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ, after it has been made clear to them. And this was another very evil quality of the Jews, their stubbornness, obstinateness, that though it was proven to them, still they will not listen and they will not change their ways. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then these are the people who are the real wrongdoers. And Allah says, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ, to give, such for Maya Allah, says Say to them what Allah has said is the absolute truth. You couldn't prove it from your Torah, what you are saying. In the Torah also, the original one, Allah has spoken the truth. And the truth has come in the Quran Sharif also. So when that is the case, فَاتَّبِرُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. اب تابع ہو جاؤ دین ابراہیم کے جو ایک ہی کا ہو رہا تھا. Then follow the way, the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and a special quality of his is, which we are commanded to, we should follow, that he was in one direction. He wasn't in two directions. He wasn't this way and that way. He wasn't in the morning on one side and at night on another side. In public life one side, in public private life another side. Or when he's with this people, with them, and when he's with other people, he's with them. He was Hanifa, straight on the path of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we are also commanded. Unfortunately, how many of us, we are two-faced, we are with different people. When we are different groups, we are just like them also. So that is totally wrong. We must have one direction, the direction to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرْنَتَ شِرْكَ كَرْنِ وَالَا. And he was very completely pure from shirk. No form of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. In fact, he was the person who broke the idols. So he was born in a home where his father was a maker and seller of idols. And he promoted it also. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to the extent of even breaking those idols. So that is what we are supposed to follow. With the Abrahamic accord now, they are also trying to prove that all religions are on the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is completely lies of theirs. They are not at all on the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is only the Muslims who are on the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, there are two words also that are used. One is millat and the other is deen. Millat is the creed, the way of which is of the Nabi. And deen is of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah's commands are and the religion from Allah, that is called the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And the millat is that creed, that way that the people follow of a certain Nabi or following in the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this ayat we are taught that we must follow in the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He has laid the foundation of the Kaaba and built it. He has laid the foundation of Deenul Islam also. And he called us, وَسَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He called us that you are the Muslims. You are the ones who surrender to Allah. And very important to keep in mind the name of Islam. The very name of Islam is to surrender. We must surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Our nafs and our desires also. What all the people around us are saying, we must turn away from that and see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required for us. In the ayat in front, Allah explains about the Kaaba Sharif, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had built the Kaaba, and Allah had made that the Qibla for the Muslims. May Allah guide us to righteousness, and let our hearts Qibla be to Allah Ta'ala. And one direction we follow, only Allah and His commandment, and we don't go around like a chameleon, that sometimes we got this color and sometimes another color, and we just go how the wind blows us. No, we have one direction, and that is towards Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.